Blog Talk Radio.
What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to care. We sing to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. Because we do not carry, lift everything to God in prayer. Oh, hallelujah! We weak and heavy laden, come. Bear with a load of care. Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thou, friends, this fight. Forsake thee, take, hallelujah, into the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou will find a soul in there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a friend, what a friend we have in Jesus. First giving to honor to God on this Lord's Day, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us come. Lifted up our hands and give God the glory. We know he's able to keep us. And right now I want to thank God for my chief apostle, the pastor and founder of Sunshine International Faith Ministry. I thank God for her giving me an opportunity to be able to be on the prayer line right now. And to all those who are tuning in, to know that God got a blessing waiting for you. You don't know what God can do in your life until you turn your life around to know that God is able to keep you from falling. Last week I was dealing with the heart, the organ heart that is within us, and how our heart that man, woman, boy, and girl have, that with the heart, man and woman believe, and that's in Romans the 10th chapter. And then 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, the 9th verse. Neither have entered into the heart. Ephesians 6:6 says, doing the will of God, doing the will of God from the heart. In James, the 4th chapter, the 8th verse says, purify your heart. Change your heart. Cleanse your heart today. And know that he's able to make you white as snow. And 1 Peter 3:15 says, sanctify the Lord, in your heart. And just for a few minutes, I want to talk about sin. Sin that is in our lives that keeps us from doing the work of God, to praise our God, our Savior. Since Adam and Eve were disobedient and they disobeyed God, all people are born with a seed of sin. We all have sin in our lives. Do you want to be changed today? Do you want to be changed today? Do you want to be changed today? And you can have it right now. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We were born in sin. And as we grow up to be from a girl to a woman and to the boys as a man, I said I won't be up here too long. But the blood of Jesus covers your sin and my sin. And this seed is producing sinful thoughts and action in you and you and you live today. Sin keep us for satisfying our God and our Savior. Sometimes we get confused and sometimes we get afraid. And sometimes we get helpless. But it is all right. But there's times you'll find that Satan is controlling you because you are not satisfied with your life. Satan is the father of ugly seed that is within us. Whether God is your master or whether Satan is your master, what can you do today by turning your life around and know that God is able to keep you from falling? I don't know about you today. Satan gives you the desire to do sinful things in this world. You cannot be free when you are still have something in this life. You cannot have a fighting life. You cannot have a peaceful life because your life is upside down. Unless you change your lifestyle today, you need to come out of being in destruction. But the Bible said that Jesus is calling you right now. Jesus is calling you right now. If you confess that sin, he is just and faithful to forgive you of that sin and put you on the right road in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What road is you traveling today? The road of hell or the road of heaven? This is your choice on this day to know that God wants you in spite of what we're going through at this time. Oh, wretched you. You have sinned. You have sinned in the eyesight of God. The quiet voice tells you how to deal with sin. Quiet voice of Jesus will speak to you of how to deal with sin. Sin is awful. When you are caught in a trap of sin, control your life. And then you become a failure in him. You become a failure in him. Jesus is the only hope. That's why we often sing the song that my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but holy, holy leaning on Jesus' name, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. No other ground is sinking sand. Jesus, my hope today. Is Jesus your hope today? He is saying to you and you and you on this line, under the sound of my voice, to come to him. Come, admit that you have sinned. Come. Don't make excuses anymore. You can be better in life today. You are and will be forgiven of your wrongdoing. He gladly forgives and will wash you by faith. And I know his promises are true. And in your heart you can accept him and be forgiven right now. Walk by faith and not by sight. I praise God from a graceful heart. One day I was helpless, but he set my soul free. Praise God right now, because I was walking in darkness, but now I walk in the light, the beautiful light. Jesus died on the cross to pay the price for your sin and my sin. He delights in your needs of him. When I say today, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. But a friend we have in Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus, he knows all about you even before you came into this world. I want you to know that times is winding up. Time now to get right with God. This is the day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us come rejoicing. The seed of a woman would deliver deceit to the power of the curse. Sin and the curse were not the only thing that began in the garden. The promise of redemption and humanity restoration also found root paradise of Eden. While sin promise wage, God gives gifts. That gift is the light of our Lord. You can have a new heart today, a new heart of flesh, a new heart today, to know that he's there to keep you. Jesus is saying that I am come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Except a man, woman, boy, and girl be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. How can a man, woman, boy, and girl be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? God is speaking to someone on this line right now. God is speaking to you right now. He's speaking to you right now. He's touching your heart. Take out that old heart, those old ways, those old attitudes. their old personality and put a new heart and life in you. Except the man moving, the growing of the water and of the spirit. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. And that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, he must be born again. The new birth. The new birth. A new heart. And the promise of eternal life is yours today. That he might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing he has life through his name. What shall you do today? Come on, confess that sin. Repent and be baptized, everyone on this line, and in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sin, and he shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Forsake your sin, ask forgiveness, and through faith and obedience to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, say, come unto me. Time is winding up. Time on this day to get right with God. You may not have this opportunity anymore. Whoever hear my word and believe him who sent me have eternal life. Yeah. And will not be judged, but have crossed over from death unto life. Jesus is calling you right now to get right with him. Get right. Get right. Get right with God. A new heart will change your life. Those who had a heart plant have confessed to having more energy, increasing gratitude with joy in their life, a better focus on things to do. Jesus came to make all things new. And those who come to him are promised a new life in Christ Jesus. Paul wrote, if any man, woman be in Christ, he is, or she is, a new creature. That old things have passed away. And behold, all things become new. Do you want to go to this road of glory? I want you to know today is the day of salvation. Today is the day for you, and you on this life. Jesus, he loved us so much. Jesus is all that you need. I love him today. He's my all in all. I want to be ready when he comes. I'm so glad. I am so glad. I have a plan and purpose to live for him. He answered prayer because you trust in him. First Chronicle, the 5th chapter, the 18th to the 20th verse. Say your head on this mind. Lift up your head on this mind to know that he will give you a better life, peaceful joy, happiness. Come and magnify the Lord with me. And know that God is able. Oh, it's real. Lord, we thank you for the word, oh God. It's real, dealing with the seed of sin in our lives. Oh, I know it's the real praise God. Have been set so. Oh, I know. I know. It's real. Time for change. Oh, it's real. Oh, yeah. It's real, 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 real. Oh, I know. Oh, it's real. Praise God. Praise God. All my doubts have been settled. Oh, I know. I know it's real. Oh, it's real. Lord, we thank you, oh God. Oh, we thank you right now for everyone on this line. Touch hearts in the name of Jesus. For I know God, peace be with each one of y'all that is on this line. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Comfort your heart, your soul, your body, and mind. Peace I leave with you. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Thank God for my apostle, chief apostle, Dr. Mary Osford, in Jesus' name.